Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. It's our Tech Radio Hour. Governor Kristi Noem holds a press conference today at 12:15 Central, 11:15 Mountain. We'll take you to that live once the governor is at the podium. But first, Tech Radio. And if you have tech questions for the experts this hour, send us an email at inthemoment@sdpb.org. You can also text 605-956-SDPB. I'm sure Kent Osborne would love to see your texts during this hour. And we're going to begin by welcoming Kent, who is your usual Tech Radio host, to the program. Hey, Kent. Gotten a few texts lately?
I've gotten a few texts lately, yes. And I love them. I love them all.
We love them. Keep reaching out to us at 956-SDPB. We're also joined by SDPB's Heather Benson. Hey, Heather, welcome.
Thanks for having me, Lori.
I understand there are baby lambs in the world now that weren't here just a few hours before.
Indeed. When I was supposed to be on the SDPB conference call this morning, when you in fact called on me, I was helping deliver two babies to a bright, beautiful, sunny morning. Life goes on.
And that just makes me, that just makes me super happy. So I have to tell you, from a social media standpoint, to tie it back to a Tech Radio conversation, the lambs on the farm are getting me through some tough days, Heather. So keep posting the content. Because those animals are not super bothered by the pandemic across South Dakota.
Their world is much the same.
All right. Let's get started, and we're going to kick things over to Governor Kristi Noem when she takes the podium here in just a few minutes. But I want to start with this CARE-19 app. And Kent, this is an app that Governor Kristi Noem has asked people to voluntarily download. It's a contact tracing app. There's another effort by Apple and Google for Bluetooth signals, contact tracing, and some questions about that. So let's start there. Let's talk about COVID-19 app and sort of what's the goal here.
Yeah, and it's sort of whoever you talk to is going to give you a range of people that this app is, from the governor who's trying to do the right thing. And I think this is kind of a cool app that, it originates, honestly, up in the people up in North Dakota that did the Bison Tracker app, launched the CARE-19 app for the North Dakota governor. And then, of course, everybody else is picking it up. And really what it's there for is you're given a random ID number, and it anonymously caches where your location throughout the day. So the idea is if you get the COVID and you can't remember where you've been and who you've been in contact with, this app is a handy way. You can go back in and say, okay, I allow you to, check my data or whatever. And they can trace where you've been and, really use the data for forecasting the pandemic's progression, I guess, help them sort of track where you've been and who you've been in contact with. If many people are using this, the idea is if lots of people are using this, then it knows who it's close to, and then those people can be contacted and they can say, well, you're going to want to self-regulate for a few days and see, because you've been in proximity to a person with COVID-19. And that's that's the nutshell version of it. And, there's privacy. People have honest privacy concerns. You're trying to help out in the pandemic. So I'm not that worried about it. And honestly, I'm not going to use it because I use tracking with my Android phone. Google keeps track of me every minute of every day. I can log into my account, hit my tracker on Google Maps, and I can see all the places I've been. So, I don't know.
Heather, you sent me an NPR report about the city of San Francisco deciding not to use smartphone tracking app and really cross-training librarians, genius, and state employees and people from the city attorney's office and medical students to do an old-fashioned phone call. That's kind of interesting that they would make that choice instead of an app.
I think it's especially interesting considering that, that's the heart of the tech world where they're located at, that they would choose to go in opposite direction and stick to the old-fashioned phone call contact tracing, which South Dakota is doing as well. We're also recruiting many state employees that normally have other duties. But the privacy concern is one huge issue, and they really talk up, and we all know that Apple and Google and all have made very big stands against sharing somebody's phone tracking, phone text to government officials. That line in the sand has been quite deep. But right. The flip side of this, one that I think all of us who've traveled in rural South Dakota have, is location tracking in rural South Dakota is highly inaccurate.
Right.
I live in Clay County, which is, you know, on the eastern side of the state. I'm only a few miles off the interstate where we have quite a few towers. We have great cell signal here. And I can tell you on my iPhone 10 that on any given day, if I ask it to check my location, it can be anywhere within a 3-mile radius, even as I have sat in my house the entire day. And I've seen already some comments from the Department of Health ads on Facebook with people saying they've downloaded the app. And just like, and it's not a criticism of the app, but in South Dakota, with cell towers not always pinging correctly, that the app is not tracing their location correctly at all. I've seen comments out there saying it was 8-10 miles off from where they had spent their entire day at home. And so you have to ask, what would we gain as we lose some of that privacy issue if it's not necessarily tracking as well as we might hope?
Interesting. And we are going to go to the governor's press conference here in just a couple of minutes. So, Heather, I know we're going to let you go back to your work of the day, but I wanted to talk to you about, you know, I get to see the baby lambs on Facebook because we're Facebook friends, but I haven't seen your high school graduation picture. And you are going to take a few minutes here to sort of remind people about some good social media hygiene and why it matters.
Well, it's already escalated to the point that the Better Business Bureau came out on Monday with an official warning of don't share your graduation picture, don't share the first 10 cars you've owned, don't fill out a personality profile telling me your favorite food and your third grade teacher. Because if you all think back when you probably last set up a bank account or an online login or any number of things that ask for security questions, those are the same questions. And so if you go out on Facebook and you're filling this information out and putting it in the public sphere, that's just a big old privacy breach. And they're fun. It's really fun. I love seeing some of people's senior pictures, but it also, we almost always include our graduation date, which is information that doesn't necessarily need to be online.
So it's not the picture so much as it's the information that you, you know, attached to it where you say class of this and this is the school. Or is it the photo itself that's problematic?
Well, the photo, you're just adding, you know, we all need to decide how much of our own, you know, image that we want to put on in the online space. But really, it comes back to that personal information. You have your school that you attended. You have typically your graduation year. That if you don't put it in the post, typically we start talking about it in the comments. And that mm-hmm. starts, you know, for anyone who has nefarious designs against you, we can pretty well peg how old you are once we know your graduation year. We can figure out things like what is your hometown once we know the school you went to. And that's just diving deeper and deeper in the public sphere with what is really private information that you wouldn't typically go in a stadium with 100,000 people and yell, "Hi, I'm Heather Benson and I was born on this date and I went to this school and I grew up on this street and my mother's maiden name is this." That's not typically info we want, you know, millions of people to know. And right. If we all think back, we have a lot of big worries now, but our big worry back in 2017 and 2018 and 2019, we all talked about Facebook privacy and Cambridge Analytica and how our personal information can be used against us. And we need to just practice that hygiene that was high on our mind for a long time and not let things go just because the world has changed, because those dangers still exist, unfortunately.